Tape script 10.7. Darcy Bustle.
Come on, Kate. Type in Darcy Bustle and see what we get.
Okay. She must have her own website, don't you think?
Hey, yeah, just look. There's loads of stuff here. Some great pics. And an interview.
Oh, yeah. Oh, goodness, she's just stunning looking, isn't she?
I just think she's the most fantastic dancer. You know, she only started dancing because her mum wanted her to improve her posture.
Yeah, she says that here. Addie, do you remember when we started?
Do I? I cried all the way through the first lesson. Oh, I nearly didn't go back.
Hey, but we were only three. Darcy says she didn't start till she was five, and she only did it at first because she liked all the pretty costumes. But by the time she was 11, she was passionate about it.
Well, I'm passionate about it. You're passionate about it. But it doesn't make us dancers like Darcy. Oh,
don't I know it. Do you think we're the wrong shape? I mean, look at her. She's just so slender and lithe and we're...
Come on, scroll down some more. She's talking about her diet. It's just not fair. Look at what she eats. Loads of carbohydrates, pasta, baked potatoes, cereal. If I ate all that, I'd look like...
Well, you wouldn't look like Darcy Bustle. You know, it takes real guts to be a ballet dancer. I mean, you have to give over your whole life to it. Mm. There's no way it's all pretty costumes and feathers.
Feathers?
Swan Lake, you idiot. There's loads of feathers in Swan Lake. Look, she says she loves doing the classical ballets, Romeo and Juliet and Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah, but I bet they're hugely strenuous to do. You just think how exhausted we are after a 2-hour lesson.
That's true. Do you know, she rehearses nearly 10 hours a day, and if she's not rehearsing, she still has to exercise for hours and have loads of massage and physio just to keep her limbs supple.
It's crazy. I suppose she just sees up without all that. You know, I don't think I could be that dedicated about anything. How on earth does she do it?
I don't know. I just think dancers get used to exhaustion and pain. She says every morning she wakes up to find some part of her body in agony. Oh, could be her back, could be her calves, bottom. And she's got tendonitis in her ankles at the moment.
Tender what?
Tendonitis. It's got something to do with tendons, I reckon. And her feet are all blooded because she's lost all her toenails.
I lost a toenail once. It turned black. And in the end, I pulled...
Okay. So you're a dedicated dancer too?
No, actually, Tanya's horse stood on it.
Ouch! Why do you think she does it?
Who, Tanya?
No, silly, Darcy.
Oh, come on. It must be fantastic. Just imagine what it's like being centre stage at the Royal Opera House.
Absolutely. Look what she says. It's worth all the pain because of the amazing adrenaline rush when you're on stage and you feel the appreciation of the audience.
Oh, yeah. And did you know sometimes she has whole ballets created specially for her? She says that's the best of all.
Oh, wow. What must that be like?
Wouldn't you just love it? The curtsies... The bows, the bouquets, roses thrown by adoring fans, gorgeous blokes in evening dress.
In your dreams.
Hey, is Darcy married?
Sure is. She's married to an Aussie banker called Angus, and they have a little daughter, Phoebe. She says here she wants more kids soon.
She has it all.
Oh, I don't know. She must be totally wiped out at the end of each day.